Vayera. I'd like to share with you a thought on the beginning and a thought on the end of the parasha. Let's start from the beginning of the parasha. In the beginning, we have three Arab guests who come to Avraham. It says the Shabbos Kochav Zayin, G'daylach Nosasachim Mekabolos Pnei Hashchina. We learn from who was busy being Mekabol Pnei Hashchina, diverted himself to accepting these guests. From here we learn that greater is Nosasachim than Kabolos Pnei Hashchina. Shlomo Hayman, in the Siddusha of Shlomo, Mechtavim Simen Lamedalad, asks, Isaac B'mitzvah Patim B'mitzvah, Avraham Avinu was not obligated in Hachnas Asarchim. The halacha is that if you're Isaac in one mitzvah, you're Patim from a different mitzvah. And therefore, the entire idea seems to be off. We don't measure Isaac B'mitzvah in how great a mitzvah is. If you're busy with one mitzvah, you don't go and do a different mitzvah instead? Rav Shlomo answers that the rule of Isaac B'mitzvah, Patim and a mitzvah does not apply to a mitzvah kiyumis, meaning to say that an obligation like shaking a lulav or blowing a shofar, a mitzvah which you're obligated to do, or the Gemara as an example, somebody who finds an aveda and is taking care of it, that's Isaac B'mitzvah, Patim and a mitzvah. It's something he must do. By the way, a mitzvah kiyumis, a mitzvah you don't have to do, that you choose to do, you elect to do, we don't say Isaac B'mitzvah, Patim and a mitzvah. This is Rav Shlomo's side. There is a source for this, and then the Nesivos HaMishpat and Simon Ayin Beis of Katan Yotes writes that someone who is Isaac in Gabos in a tzedakah, someone is involved. He's in the yeshiva, he's working in the office and busy collecting money for the yeshiva, or he's involved in a board meeting for the shul. He's Isaac in Gabos in something that's involved in Tzarchei Mitzvah. And at that time, an ani comes to him. So the chayra, we should say, Isaac b'mitzvah, patav and mitzvah. He's busy with tzarchei tzibur, he's patav and giving tzedakah. The Nesiva says, no, that's a mitzvah kiyumis. He's not obligated to be involved in the shul. He's not obligated to be involved. It's a mitzvah, but it's not an obligation mitzvah. It's a mitzvah kiyumis. On a mitzvah kiyumis, we do not say, Isaac b'mitzvah, patav and mitzvah. So here we have a beautiful yesod that Isaac B'mitzvah Patim and Mitzvah does not apply by a mitzvah you're not obligated to do. The Imrei Dina and Arachayim Simi Yud Gimel is a kasha on the Nesivis. This rule seems to be contradicted from a Gemara, Sukkah Daf Chavav. The Gemara there says, Maichrei Tfilin, Patur Min HaMitzvahs. Somebody is busy selling tefillin. Is part of a mitzvah because of Isaac b'mitzvah, part of a mitzvah. We learn Isaac b'mitzvah, part of a mitzvah from the pasuk b'lech techa b'derech. B'lech es b'derech didach. You should be involved in other mitzvahs. B'lai b'lech es shamayim. Now, when you're busy doing shamayim mitzvahs, and therefore, the Gemara says that someone who is a meicher tefillin is Isaac b'mitzvah, and he's part of a mitzvah. That seems to contradict the Nesivos and Rav Shlomo Akasha. And according to that, the Akasha comes back on our parsha. Nechachavatzelas Ashorayin, he brings a beautiful teretz. A teretz that's very mistaver. He says, the rule that we know from Gemara, Isaac b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. If you're involved in one mitzvah, you don't have to do another mitzvah. There are really two parts to it. One is that you're potter. You're not obligated to drop one mitzvah to do another. What about if you want to? You want to drop one to do another. Well, Isaac b'mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah is also an iser. You're doing a mitzvah. You don't drop it to go do another mitzvah. The Nesivos and Rav Shlomo are referring to the second part. The fact that when you're Isaac b'mitzvah, you don't have to do another mitzvah, that's true in all cases. And therefore, someone selling tefillin is not obligated to go sit in the sukkah, do other mitzvahs. But the iser to go do another mitzvah, that doesn't apply to a mitzvah kiyumis. If you're sitting at a board meeting or you're involved in collecting tzedakah for a poor family, It's not asa to go do another mitzvah. After all, you're not obligated to do the first mitzvah at all. You could stop it just to go to sleep. Certainly you could stop it to do something else. And therefore, oisik b'mitzvah pata min ha-mitzvah, that you're not allowed to do another mitzvah, that's true when it's a mitzvah chiyuv, it's an obligatory mitzvah. However, by mitzvah kiyumis, it's up to you. You can divert to go do another mitzvah. With this, we understand much better Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was a kabbal p'nei Ashkenah. He could have said, I'm an oisik b'mitzvah, I don't have to go and greet dachnasas arachim. But since gedaylach nasas arachim, he chose, he elected to divert from the mitzvah kiyumis to do another mitzvah. Atkan, this is what it says there, very geschmack. Now, a person should learn from this Gemara that someone is selling tzolin. He's got it to his farm store. He's selling tzolin. He's an oisik b'mitzvah. The Gemara says if you find something, you're busy putting it away, you're oisik b'mitzvah. There are many things we do that we don't fully appreciate, that they fall under the category of oisik b'mitzvah. It will be natural for someone now to ask the following shaila. What happens if I'm davening and a collector comes around? Do I say in that case oisik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah or not? Maybe it should be the same rule. Reb Chaim Kanievsky, in his Derech Emuna, in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim Perek Yod, in the Sharet Zion on the bottom, Ois Tzadik Vav, is mesupik. He expresses a suffix, if you're in the middle of davening, whether you break to give tzedakah. After all, davening is a mitzvah chiyuvis. It should be aser. Many years ago, in the Amah Torah Journal, which is published by Agudas Yisrael, there was a letter of Rabbi David Feinstein in which he responded to this shaila, and he said something very geschmack. The shaila was, in the middle of davening, are you oisik b'mitzvah, and parted from giving tzedakah? So Rav David answered very wisely. He said, it's a sugi in the Gemara, in the Shulchan Aruch, that in the middle of davening, in the middle of Berachas Kriya Shema, if a person comes and says good morning, are you allowed to respond to him? And the other halacha is that if it's Mimnei Kavaida, it's someone you have to have respect for, you do answer him. And in the middle of Berachas, of Pesukei Dezimra, certainly. Zacht, Hagayin Rav David. If so, if someone's collecting, since there is a specific exception, that during Berachas Kriya Shema, certainly Pesukei Dezimra, you're allowed to be mafsik to say Aleichem Shalom, that you have covet for, you have respect for, you give him tzedakah. On the other hand, if it's someone who's obvious, there's a fellow who comes around, and when they say Kedusha, he has no idea why everyone's standing straight and saying Kedusha. He has no idea what Kedusha is. He may be a Tinnik Shanishba, but there's no obligation of respect to him, of covet to him. In his case, it would seem that one is not mafsik, dafka not mafsik, in order to give him tzedakah. Adkan, we got into a lamda shesugya. Let's talk an inyan of machshava. The end of the parasha is the Akedah. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Zayin says that we blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah with a shofar of an ayil, of a ram. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Tikul lefanai b'shofar shel ayil, kidei she'aska lechem akedat Yitzchak. Now, the Akedah is not the ram. The ram is something that Avram did afterwards, sort of a consolation prize. He had this big mitzvah to be makriv his son. And then the Rabbeinu Shalom sent a malach to say, don't do it. And then he brought an ayil. He brought a ram in its place. The bringing the ram is not a big mitzvah. The mitzvah is the Akedah. Why is blowing shofar shel ayil something that reminds Hashem kaviyachol of the Akedah? A more pointed question, if you look in the parsha, you'll see that Avraham Avinu is ready to sacrifice his son. And the Malach says, Al tashlas yotcha el anar, patas lo ma'uma, don't do anything to him. Then the Malach says to him that, Ata yadati kimi elikim ata. Now I know that you're a rei elikim. Doesn't give him any promise of reward. After that, Avraham brings a ram as a sacrifice. And after the ayil, the ram is offered, the Malach speaks to him again, Shenis, And then he says, Yan Asher Asisa Sadavar Azeh, Blechata Spechas Yisutcha. Then he says, Kibarecha Varechacha, Bar Barbara. Then he promises him a reward. Again, there seems to be something important about this ram, because before the ayah was offered, there's no promise of reward, only afterwards. Why is it that way? A third question. After Avram refrains from shechting Yitzchak, the pasuk says, "V'yisa Avram es eina v'yar." He picked up his eyes and saw, "V'ine ayel achar nachas besach mekarnov." There was another ram in the brush, stuck with his horns. The word acher seems to be wrong. Ayel acher, an other ram? What other ram? There's only one ram. The Har Tzvi al HaTorah says, "Pshat," and I've seen this elsewhere. He says beautifully. He says, "The etzam akedas Yitzchak." It wasn't a sign. But after all, Avram heard it straight from the Rabbeinu Shlomo, the command. He heard it straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So is it such a tremendous chiddush that he did what God wanted? Okay, it's a nesayin. But what made Avram's behavior exemplary was this. Afterwards, when the Malach said to Avram, "Do not kill your son, do not offer your son as a sacrifice," Avram should have danced for joy. Avram was disappointed. He wanted to be able to express his ava to the Rabbeinu Shalom. He wanted somehow to be able to do something, an extraordinary act. He saw ayal acha nechas v'sach b'karnav. He saw a second sacrifice. The ayal wasn't just a separate incident, a consolation prize. You don't do this, we'll give you that. No. Avram's tremendous drive to do Ratzon Hashem and to bring him a carbon, which he thought he would do with his own son, was instead done with this ram. The ram is an exhibition. It shows the tremendous ava, the tremendous mesira of Avraham Avinu. And therefore, after that, then the Malach promised him reward, promised him barecha varechacha v'arba arba zarecha. Because it's one thing to offer your son as a sacrifice when you heard it directly from God. It's another thing to feel let down when the Rabbi Shalom lets you not do it. And so, a tremendous lesson in devotion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are times that we do things that are not easy for us to serve Hashem. There are times that we sacrifice. We have to learn to do it with a ratzon. There should be a desire to sacrifice. Giving something up for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a tremendous opportunity. If you're sitting and learning and you're exhausted, you're tired, you have a good excuse. You could space out, you could put your head down, you could go home. Instead, you push yourself. You have to dafyay misha, you stand up. Instead of sitting like everyone and you feel drowsy, you stand up. You pull over a shtender. You rededicate yourself. If you have an excuse to bow out, that makes everything much more chashuv. So push yourself. Be willing to do more to show that that what you're doing is with a tremendous avas Hashem. And so, an amazing parasha, Parashas Vayera, one from which there's so much to learn from. A good Gebench Shabbos to one and all.